RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
We're welcoming Richard McIntyre, the Federated Farmers Commerce and Competition spokesperson, back to RCR. He joined us a few weeks ago to talk rural lending and a possible banking probe. He's been at the field days last week, and I think he's, be fair to say, he's probably a happy farmer anyway. Richard, thanks for coming back on.
Hey, not a problem at all, Paul.
Okay, so you launched a petition calling for a formal inquiry on the first day of the field days. Then what happened?
Then within 2 hours of doing that, the government has announced that there's going to be an inquiry into rural banking. So, you know, we're claiming this as being the most successful petition in New Zealand history.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess from where to go, yeah. Though this is, obviously there's been a lot of talk and conversations, lobbying, to use that word, behind the scenes in the run-up to this, right? I mean, it's just not click your fingers and it happens.
Oh, no, definitely not. There's been a lot of conversations that started pre-election. Actually, at our leaders' debate, our ag leaders' debate, we asked a question around an inquiry into rural banking, and we got some really good responses from, you know, across the board. In fact, Minister O'Connor, who was the ag minister at the time, actually said that, you know, he thought it was very much necessary, and the only reason we hadn't had one in the past is because we hadn't asked for one. So we officially asked for one and started making a bit of noise around that. And then, yeah, wrote to the Primary Production Select Committee back in February asking them to hold an inquiry. They opened a briefing and we submitted on that along with the banks and a few others. And, look, the rest is history now.
There is a Commerce Commission market study on personal banking services. Did that have any element regards rural banking in it?
No, look, unfortunately, it actually specifically excluded rural banking, which we found to be very frustrating. We actually did still submit on it and tried to add a rural context to it as much as we could within the terms of reference, which were quite narrow, unfortunately.
So remind our listeners, what exactly is the problem? Why are rural folk, farmers, perceiving that they're being treated, well, is it fair to say unfairly compared to other lenders, or let's say those who aren't in the rural sector?
Yeah, but we certainly, I think they are being treated unfairly. So where this begins is 9 years ago, so back in 2015, when the milk price was $4, our banking survey that we do 6 monthly was suggesting that 1 in 20 farmers were feeling under undue pressure from their banks, which is a good barometer that we do use. And so the latest one that we did, it's now 1 in 4. So we've seen a significant change in the pressure that farmers are feeling under from their banks, which suggests some relationship issues. We're also hearing some really concerning stories about just their banking situation and their farm business situation when they are feeling under pressure. So something's clearly changed in this space that is making things difficult for farmers. We're also been looking at sort of the interest rates that farmers are paying on their loans versus the interest rates that residential borrowers are paying, and noticing that there's quite a difference there, you know, sort of a couple of percent, which is really significant when you consider that the average farm loan is $4.7 million. So we're not talking about small amounts of money. So, you know, look, they're basically, there's a whole lot of stuff there that we sort of want to dig into and work out if what's happening is fair and reasonable. And if there are some issues that could do with being dealt with, we want them dealt with.
Do you expect that there will be certain things found out through this? The banks have got big lobbying power, I would imagine. I'm sure they don't want to get offside with the whole part of New Zealand, but you'd have to keep your powder dry right now, wouldn't you?
Look, I think we're going to – I personally think there will definitely be some things found out. Like, you know, one example would be that when we look at these higher interest rates that farmers are paying relative to the residential borrowers, we talk to the Reserve Bank and they say it's due to, you know, excessive profit taking from banks. We talk to the banks and they say it's the Reserve Bank regulation that's causing it, in particular their higher capital requirements. So, you know, what this inquiry will hopefully do is work out who's right and who's wrong and actually do something about it in that respect.
When does this thing kick off? Can you give us any of those details? Have you got the finer points yet?
Look, I haven't been given any details, but the indications are that it's going to be in a couple of months' time. There's a little bit more work that the select committees need to do. They need to develop a good, thorough terms of reference. and then obviously get into the inquiry itself. I've had a heap of farmers at the field days asking me, you know, when they're going to see some improvements in their in the rural banking system and obviously their banking relationships. And I think we're very much at the start of the journey rather than the destination. It's going to take a fair bit of time for all that to flow through. But, you know, we're absolutely determined that, you know, this isn't just going to be about highlighting issues and then talking about it. We're going to keep pushing this until we see actual meaningful change to the lives of farmers and their banking relationships.
The speed at which that announcement was made after the announcement of the petition, you were at field days, so you're physically engaging with people. What were comments, some of the comments regarding, you described it as the fastest inquiry in the West or something like that. What are they saying to you?
Well, you know, so basically a lot of farmers had only just checked their emails to see our petition that we're asking them to sign. And then they're hearing about this announcement from the minister, from Minister Willis, about this banking inquiry. So they all thought it was pretty good and were very impressed with our, I guess, lobbying ability or advocacy ability in that respect, which is cool. But look, you know, just one point to note, we're still keen for people to sign this petition. One thing we do know is that, that there's a lot of lobbying going on from the banks and also that this rural banking inquiry is part of a wider banking inquiry, which is more focused on competition. And what we really don't want to see is this to become for rural banking issues to become a sideline or a very minor part of this inquiry. So we want a heap of people to sign this petition so that we can keep on putting pressure on the government to A, have a good terms of reference that will highlight rural banking issues and have a really good look at it. And then obviously prioritize the fixing of any issues that do actually come out of the inquiry.
Have you thought through how the persuasion might be projected onto the banks to correct what you say is that imbalance? I mean, what, legislation or just shaming? I mean, how could that work, do you think?
Well, look, you know, it's interesting. You know, I think whenever you put some daylight onto an issue, it always does encourage better behaviour. So I think we'll see an element of that. Just highlighting this issue, I think it's taken a bit of pressure off farmers and changed a little bit of bank behaviour, which is really good. But look, you know, there are so many aspects to this. Like I said, there are the banks and the Reserve Bank arguing about who's to blame. I personally think there could very well be a Reserve Bank regulation issue around this, particularly when it comes to capital requirements and their risk rating models of that. So there could very well be some regulation required around the Reserve Bank and its mandate, for example. So, you know, those aren't quick fixes, right? They've got to be very well thought through to ensure that there are no unintended consequences and that sort of thing.
You'd like to see the head of the banks in front of the committee, I would imagine.
Oh, look, we certainly do. We think there are some genuine questions to be asked, and they are going to be the ones that will be helping to provide the answers.
But time is money, so it can't linger too long, can it?
No, look, it can't. We certainly, you know, I'm a naturally impatient person, I should say, and I want it done as soon as possible. And, you know, all the farmers that are struggling under really high interest rates, you know, trying to find the money to pay them and stressed about their relationships with their banks will be wanting it done as soon as possible. That said, you know, I see this as being a once in a generation opportunity to have a really good look at the rural banking sector and find out what we can do to obviously fix the issues that are there at the moment, but also find a way to enable, to create a rural banking system that will enable the ag sector to move where it needs to into the future, giving farmers confidence to invest in new technology and all of that sort of stuff. And so, you know, we need to give it the time to be thorough enough to find, you know, genuine solutions rather than just being a little bit of a talk fest that achieves nothing or achieves something that that doesn't work as well as it should.
And when you put that together with the ETS announcement also very recently, that sunshine you mentioned, the sun shining a little brighter, is it?
Well, good, Sydney. So that's a great announcement. I think a lot of farmers, to be fair, had assumed that it already kind of happened, you know, based on the coalition agreement and that sort of thing. So having it officially announced, you know, just, you know, basically confirms that it's happening. So it's absolutely awesome. You know, the question from here is, What is this current government going to do around, you know, climate change regulation and that sort of thing? You know, the big steer that they've given us is that they're going to, you know, work heavily with the pastoral sector and what they do to get, you know, something that is actually workable. So that's really good. But obviously, once again, the proof's going to be in the pudding with that. So we'll see how it all sort of plays out.
So the farmers are fighting back, Richard. They're fighting back.
Right? Yeah, look, we're sitting out. Look, I like to think that we shouldn't have to fight too much. This is actually just about us us being able to speak reasonably about the issues that we have and come up with decent solutions, right? And it's great to have the opportunity to do that. And like I said, you know, or like you're saying, we're achieving some really good stuff at the moment for farmers and hopefully for the economy as a whole.
And last question, impressions of field days this year?
Look, actually quite optimistic. You know, farmers seem to be, you know, I don't think heaps of tractors have been sold last, so not heaps of big ticket items, but there's a feeling that even though, you know, farms are fairly tough economically, particularly on sheep and beef farms, that things are getting better. And like I said, this announcement about the banking inquiry should certainly, you know, put some light at the end of the tunnel for a lot of farmers.
Richard McIntyre, Federated Farmers Commerce and Competition Spokesperson, thanks for coming back and updating us on that. Good to hear.
Hey, well, great to talk as always, Paul. Thanks for having me on the show.
Loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.